And we said that
we've shown a wise part.
Coitus is a lot like a shaitel. Once a person's got a shaitel already there, really combing the shaitel is not a problem at all, even if it's human hair, because it's not, it's mokum unique, it's not its place where it grows, and therefore there's no issa of geysers, strictly speaking, when one combs a shaitel, even with a hard brush. Not like normal hair we spoke about. Normal hair would be a problem to comb one with a hard brush, because it's when you pull the hair out, to specific ratio the hairs come out, we said, and therefore it's a problem with geysers. Masha'enke, when it comes to a shaitel, that hasn't got that problem over there. Even so, either poskim hold that one should not brush a shaitel in the normal way that one does during the week. So we said, some poskim say the reason is because it looks like a person's doing a malach of goyiz, it looks very similar to that. Others say it's like korea. And therefore it's advisable, I'm not saying everyone holds like this, but many poskim take on that one should treat a shaitel the same way as one treats human hair. That means one should brush it with a soft brush, one should have a kadiyam yuchel if one can, and then one can brush it in that way as it is. Okay, plaiting hair we spoke about as well last time. That's also not, shouldn't be done on Shabbos. Then we spoke about curling payas. So we said that if the original payah is still got like a bit of a twirl to it, then to retwirl it to make it firmer, that we said it was okay. But if it's completely gone, the twirl, then to make a new twirl, that could be more of an issue. It's not, also not so simple. Oh, so Shai, what it's like, it could be a bit turned into plaiting. Could be it's a bit like you make a...
But it's completely dry, it's okay.
What do you mean?
It's wet, you could have the shish,
chanting, boing, provide the perfume, all that. That's what we've got. We had the Kesesh Shulchan last time. Kesesh Shulchan was Manabas Chos on those who do it. What was, I forgot what he said, what did he say? He said this vault, because it's still there. He times the vault, is still there. If you make something new, he times, it could be a problem. Yeah. Plating is like boina. Plating is boina. Yeah, it's not going. It's not on good for autumn. It's also shy opinion. It looks like it's shy. The Gemara brings the rice.
2 days time or days time.
It's a temporary thing. It's not the rice. It's not the rice. It's a drabondic term for me.
An opening of practicing
from. Could be. Yeah, I'm doing it. So yeah. Then we finished off last time with a hairspray. Using hairspray. So a hairspray to make the hair firmer, what you're doing is, many possibly are not so happy about that because it's like a stiffening thing. It's also can, it looks like boina with rabbanon. On a shaitel, there's no boina. It has to be a human being. There's only an iso boina on a human being. On a shaitel, it's not an iso boina, but some say it could be like tikkun moneh. It could be on the second of the what you call it, and therefore one should avoid that as well. That was the issue of using these sprays to make it firmer. Then we spoke about perfuming. That was also, as we finished off last time with this, about perfuming. So we said that there's no issue of perfume. To spray perfume on a gufa odom is no issue. There's no issue of moili dereach on a person on a gufa odom. On the hairs, a bit of a shadow. Many possibly take on actual natural hairs of a person, there's no issue. So a person wants to spray perfume on his hair, it's something issue of moili dereach, no problem.
Is there so much issue?
That's another issue. That could be the whole week round. It could be a problem. I'm talking about special Shabbos.
It could be a lady also.
And it could be for a lady. Maybe it's different. Yeah, it could be for a lady. That's right. For a man to do it, the marshal. I don't know what goes on. You walk sometimes past some of these people in the street. You say, what they've got on?
Yeah, I know. I'm saying, but it's
not. What? Yeah, you have to know. It's a good question. That is not Hilchos Shabbos. That's Hilchos weekday shiur, that one. Is it a problem during the weekday as well? Could be, quite right. It's a problem whether it's during the weekday as well. That's a problem. Yeah. To spray a shaitel, to put perfume on a shaitel, that's much worse, yeah? Because a shaitel is called a beged. It's not called a, what do you call it? It's not called, it's not natural hair. Even if it's natural hair, it's human hair, it's not part of the guf. Therefore, that's much more of an issue. That is a problem. To spray a shaitel on Shabbos to make it have a nice smell, you want everyone to know you're coming down the road, yeah? That is lechera much worse, yeah? That's an issue of moili dereach. That lechera is not allowed to be done. Okay. Today, we want to speak about a very interesting topic, and that is plasters on one's hands. And one has to remove it. So everyone looks, what's it got to do with goyim? Someone asks you, what has that got to do with goyim? Oh, so the shaitel, obviously, where the plaster's on a place where it's hairy. Obviously, if you've got a plaster on this part of the hand, there's no shaitel. Oh, wrong. Let's go slowly. So first of all, let's talk about this. Let's see what it is. So the maisa, always we know in goyim is a problem of putting hairs out. So the issim in our Torah of goyim is when a person does it liyipui. I mean, a person does it to make himself look nice. That's the issim in our Torah. Even so, there's no heter to pull a hair out of a beard on Shabbos or whatever, a hair out, because even though he's not making himself look nice, maybe, but it's a monogamous thing, it's a gufa, whatever it is, it's still Osmi Rabbanus. Zecha Osmi Rabbanus do. Any putting out hairs is Osmi Rabbanus to do at least, even if it's not liyapri. If it's made to look nice, you want to enhance what you're doing, there's an Issa min HaTorah. If you're doing it in a kilkildicker way, whatever, you're still not allowed to do it on Shabbos.
Where's the
derisa
by the mission was
for
the wanted the hair?
That's the Rivosh's kashas. The Rivosh said, that was what we said earlier, the Rivosh asked, kasha l'chayra, when someone cuts one's nails l'chayra, he said, l'chayra, what's the Issa derisa there? Normally the melacha in the Mishkan was you wanted the wool. So you took the shearing off the sheep in order to get the wool and use the wool. That was the kasha. What was the terrace of Rivosh? Rivosh said, Gibaldi says that also the Mishkan, they also did it, they used the leather skin, oil. They'll take all the hairs off to make the leather look nice. So if you remove something to make the rest of what you've taken off nice, and when someone cuts his nails, I brought a big, I must tell you, brother, so after giving the shinchas grazers, I try not to bite my nails so much. I can show anyone who wants a practical demonstration now, you can see, Baruch Hashem, it's growing. So I must say, it's not bad, you know, after one thing, my wife's happy with this shit, you see, because at least it stops me biting my nails. The Rivosh says from there that you see the melacha of goizes also means to enhance what you take off. The Modiach is, it's Rivosh. The Mishnah Berurah's got a big arichas about this actually. Because the Shulchan Aruch says clearly someone cuts someone's nails or someone takes some hair. That's the whole problem with this whole halacha in Shin Mem. The Issa deraisa is if someone cuts hair or someone cuts nails. Freight the Rishonim, what's the Issa deraisa? You're not using what you're taking off. So from there they all boil that the mice of that the issa of goizes according to many showing this many people take on this, we'll take on this, is if you enhance you make nicer what you've taken off, the backing, what you left with, it looks nicer. Someone cuts his nails look nice now, he has a haircut, he now looks respectable, that's an issa min HaTorah of goizes. So here when one takes off a plaster, wherever it is, he's taking off a plaster, so it's very problematic because the chora, it's a psikresha. It's almost inevitable that if it's on a hairy part, so every person is different, yeah, but I mean, I haven't got much hair on my hair skin, but some on the hair, but some people have got hair on there, and to take it off will be putting off the hairs. It's impossible not to take it off without putting hairs on the hairy part. So let's say someone needs to take it off on the Shabbos. So there are various reasons why this person needs to take it off. I'm going to come to this in a minute, leave this Yisidayim out, yeah? But let's say one's got a tzorech. What tzorech could be, let's say someone's got to put ointment on. And he's got to get the plaster off in order to take in order to put the ointment on it. Or it could be it disturbs a person. The plaster disturbs him. It looks a bit dirty. It's not very pleasant. I don't know why. I'm coming to this time. I'm coming to this time in a minute. Yeah. Or oh, tefillin's mitzvah. Anyway, you've got the moshe. Someone's got certain things one has to take off a plaster for. Is there a way of taking off a plaster? Does anyone know how you can take a plaster off on Shabbos without taking the? What? Yeah, slightly. Yeah, that's true. To slide it off if it's not going to pull the hairs off. Let's say it's not done. What? It depends where it's on. I mean, I tell you the truth, I'm not sure where it's on over here. I mean, you got a head, you've got hairs. I'm saying you've got hairs on the back of your hand, yeah? Well, you've got hairs on the back of his hand. So it depends how tight it is. You must put the plaster on very loose. It depends how tight. Let's say it's very tight.
Yeah, but you're not loosening that, put like a knife
underneath it. Oh, be careful. You might have to put another plaster on after all that. I'd be careful if I were you. But yeah, if you can maneuver in a way to get it off, there is such a thing called, I wrote down over here, a glue remover. Anyone know what a glue remover is?
Yeah.
Kind of gets rid of glue. So it's a stick, it gets rid of that adhesive.
Well,
you put it on the side, it looks like it runs through it, it goes through maybe. Like that, you have to know. Or it's only very liquid, soak it in water. What? What is it? That's a sign of a mache. The most Pashtun holders know mache with soaps. Moshe's got sure about it, you're right, it's true, Moshe's mache, but the Maestro, many Pashtun holders, the soap is no problem.
Very good.
Libanon, go for Adam. And the plaster is not a thing to do Libanon to. I don't say Libanon. It's a material that no normal person would wear on a plaster. So I don't think it's shy for Libanon plaster. Shy is how to take it off. So you can use a glue. If you can do that, so I'm saying. The thing shy is, it's not always so easy. This, because if it's very tight, and even if you make it a bit wet, it could still pull the hairs off. So you have to know, it's not so simple. So lechaira, one has to leave it unless it's causing a discomfort, or let's say one has to put ointment on. Let's say one has to put a new ointment on and take it off. So if you can remove it in any of these ways, that's the best way to do it. If you can't, so Shlomo Zalman says that you must remember when you take this plaster off, are you wanting the hairs to come off? So it's the psigration the loynichli. The meister, the hairs that come off, it's the psigration loynichli. It's kilachayad. It's not a normal way of taking hairs off. It's mechalkel, it's a few straws together. In such a case over there, where you've got all these straws, you need to take it off, there Shlomo Zalman says, in such a case, one's allowed to take it off. So the chayra, in a case of necessity, one has to take it off. Moshe wants to put a new ointment on, yeah? Or whatever it is, another tzorich mitzvah, where one has to do something, has to have the plaster off, then one would be allowed to take off. In such a case, you've got no glue remover or any adhesive to get it off, he'd be allowed to take off in this way. What about for the tzitzit dayan? Let's say someone's got a plaster over behind his hand, and he wants to wash his hand with tzitzit dayan. Now, this is an interesting halacha. Let me just find this halacha for you. In tzitzit dayan, kuf samach beis, the halacha is like this. Sif kuf samach beis, sif yud. Are you allowed to have a plaster off in the tzitzit dayan? There's a bit of a chup over here, actually. I like this chup. Someone's got a mach on his hand, or a tear or leg, he's got a bandage on it. Doesn't have to worry about that. Alright. Or this is talking about halacha when a person is not likely to take the plaster off in the middle of the meal, because there's a wound there and it's unlikely to take the plaster off. So we allow him to wash with the plaster on. If there's a danger that, let's say the wound is completely healed, he doesn't really need the plaster on anymore, then he's mechuyav to take, during the week, he's mechuyav to take the plaster off. Because you don't need that plaster on, so there's a danger that during the meal you might decide you want to take the plaster off. It hasn't been washed because there's a plaster on it, so you have to take it off. So again, if the plaster is a necessity, that means the person's got a wound under the plaster, and he doesn't want to take the plaster off, because if he takes the plaster off, the wound might open up again. So then he's likely to leave the plaster on and wash the stitches out. If the wound has healed up already, and he doesn't really need the plaster, then he's mechuyav to take the plaster off before he doesn't stitch it out during the week. Now, let's say on Shabbos, one's got the same problem. Let's say on Shabbos, he wants to wash his hands, and he wants to do stitches out, he's got a plaster on his hands. The chayra, it should be dependent on this thing as well, yeah? Yeah, that means if you need the plaster on because you're scared, if you take it off, you're going to open the wound up again, you should leave it on there. If you don't need the plaster, you should take the plaster off. The problem is, the Rochatz is an interesting story. In this case, no, you don't. You with me? No. Where did I lose you? In this case, you don't. You should leave the plaster on. Because what's the whole reason why we're worried that you can't leave a plaster, which is not necessary, on your hands for the situation? Because we're scared you might take it off. On Shabbos, since there's an issa of goizes, you shouldn't really take it off. We're not choshes to take it off. So you can leave the plaster on for the tzitzit dayan. In fact, you should not take it off. No, because you don't really need it. But the whole danger is that you might take it off. Now it's mishamish the goof. Now it's on the goof. That you can see from Shabbos design. The whole problem is we're not worried about chatzitza. We're worried that you might take it off and that bit won't be washed. If you haven't got that problem, then there's no problem. So it looks like, as it is now, it's part of the guf.
And once the wound is healed...
Pardon?
Once the wound is healed...
Yeah, it's still on there. The mice, even though you don't need it, the mice is still on. It's a good point you say that. It's right, it's tiny, you don't need it anymore, yeah? The truth is that the bath is on there now, and it's being shamashu, it's on there, so we're only worried that you might take it off. If that worry doesn't apply, then you haven't got a problem. Yeah, interesting. So for the tzitzit dayan, one is not mechuyav to take this plaster off, it looks like. So for the tzitzit dayan, one can leave the plaster on, and one can wash the tzitzit dayan with this plaster on.
If it's half off.
Yeah, half off is a bit worse than the ma'aseh. Then
and you've got
then you've got a problem. Then maybe you have to take it off carefully. You should try to take it off as carefully as you can. Try and wet it. And you have to rely on this from Shlomo Zalman. That's Kelach Hayad, once it's already partly off, actually, I must say it's easy to get off. You can put some very liquid or something in there, it's not easy to slide it off. But, so yeah, that's a good point. So, let me make a recap again, what we're saying. If a person's got a plaster on the hairy parts, So lechaira, if he wants to put more ointment on or something, like that, he wants to air out the thing, so then it's not so posh. If there's a big tzairach, then one's got a shlomo zalman. Rosh Hashanah says, a psit reish l'nichali, he's doing it, he's pulling off the hairs, but doesn't really want to, he doesn't want the hairs off. It's a kilkul, it's kilacha yad, it's not a long way of tearing off. So those factors together, when there's a big tzairach, one will be allowed to rely on this and take the plaster off. If by an atinish dayim, where you don't need to take it off, and in fact, it better to leave it on, then one should not take it off at the tzitzit dayim, one should leave it on at the tzitzit dayim. Yeah? That's what we say for this bit over here. Okay, let's move on to the next bit over here. The next bit is another interesting halacha, which is partly to do with tomorrow as well, and that is, person's got very often on his goof bits of skin that are beginning to peel. They start to peel off. Very often one finds it's near the nails. Yeah, or one can have on his lips. It's also a very common thing. People have on their lips very often skin that starts to peel. Now, is one allowed to take that off? L'chaira, that is goizus, yeah? The skin is ointment to come off. That means it's interesting. Because if someone cuts off skin that's mummish on the gufa odom, which is normal, there's no goizus, because it's part of the person. Skin that is beginning to peel off the person, that is already not considered part of the guf anymore. It's considered like an attachment to the body. And then it will be subject to the issur of goizus. And therefore, all these things, l'chaira, if someone's got a wart on himself and he wants to pick it off, that will be a problem of goizus, because it's so peeling, look here, sunburn, anything which is beginning to peel, skin that's beginning to peel, to take that off, lechera, is problematic. It's the issur of goizus. It's something which is starting to come off.
That skin is called dead skin. It's really not starting to cook anymore.
Yeah, it might not be the derice anymore. It could be the midrabon. You're right. Well, if it's mummy's dead skin, it's mummy's not, it's ointment to come off and everything, so then it's stomach, not derice. That's true, but it's still awesome to do, yeah? It's still awesome midrabon to peel off. So all these bits of skin that one's got on one's goof, which begin to peel off, lechera, should be a problem to peel off. You're going to see though in the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch does mention a heta in the Siman. Let's see if we can find it over here. Siman Shin Mem, I think it is. Where is it? Siman Shin Mem. Shin Mem, see face. So here's actually halacha. Also, lachter yabelis miguf. A person must cut a wart off his guf on Shabbos. Bein biyad bein mekeli. Whether you used your hand or use a specialized instrument, because that is the issa of of goiters. The Shulchan Aruch does speak about a case in Shin Kav Ches of Siv Laman Elof. It speaks about a nail. I'm going to leave a nail out for the being. I just want to start with the skin. Sits in Shein Kaminrut Suas Dakas, part of the skin which is starting to come off. Shepir Shumir Oyha Etzba Sovrat Zepur, which is round the nail and starts peeling off. Don't know what it's called in English. It's got a special name. Cuticles. Is that right? Cuticles. I think it's called cuticles in English. It's starting to come off. Then it says, starts off like this. Just starts off. In Pirshu Rubon, if the majority of it has come off, a big chelik of it has come off, that means you've got, let's say, a strand, and the majority of the strand is not connected anymore, and it bothers the person, yeah? Or Metzaras, so it bothers him, it aggravates him, he feels it rubbing against his skin, he doesn't like it. The Shulchan Aruch says, don't get too excited, biyad is mutter. You could take it off with your hand. Yeah? I just want to finish off because I haven't got time to finish off. The Maaser, the Shulchan Aruch finish off that you can't do this on Shabbos. Because as a stira, we don't know what's called roiv coming off. Because we don't know what it means, you may not take this skin off your hand on Shabbos, even biyad. I've got to see about this better tomorrow. Okay. Right. Oh, yeah. How is your one?